Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Huge albums that came out in the month of June.
Hi everyone, this is Kevin Porter calling from just outside Baltimore with my new music pick. My album of the month is Bully's Lucky For You. Another powerhouse album of fuzzy rock anthems from Alicia Bognano, the mainstay of the band. I suggest playing the song Days Move Slow. My song of the month is a dream pop song called Begging For You from the Philadelphia band Hurry that will appear on the band's album called Don't Look Back that comes out on August 11th. The album title comes from a teenage fan club song, so that gives you a taste of the band's influence. Hope everyone's having a great summer. Look forward to hearing what everyone else has found, and I'll talk to you next month. Take care.
Patrick, it's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids, Michigan, phoning in with my new music picks for the month of June. And there are two of them. There are two huge albums that came out in the month of June, both very much the albums of the summer for me, and one of them I know will more than likely end up being album of the year for me. First up was the Foo Fighters, but Here We Are, which came out on June 2nd. And this, of course, is their first album since the untimely passing of Taylor Hawkins, and that very much resonates in the entire album. It's very strong, very rock oriented, which you would expect from Foo Fighters, but they had sort of gotten away from that, I think, with their last album or two. A track that I think really stands out is the song Show Me How, and it features actually the help of Dave Grohl's daughter Violet on it. Check that one out. And then probably no surprise to listeners of the Rock in the Suburbs podcast that know me and listeners to my Rock in the Suburbs radio show, The Sunday Papers, which is on Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. till 12 noon Eastern. But my other choice is Weather Vanes by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. This is Jason's, I believe, 9th album, 8th of original material. He also had the album Georgia Blue that was a number of cover songs from Georgia artists. But this album came out the week after the Foo Fighters back on June 9th. They had released four tracks ahead of, as singles ahead of the release of the album. You know, I kind of wish maybe they would release one or two singles from it and then leave the rest of the album, because I kind of felt like, well, I've already kind of heard a third of the album here. But I get it. It's all about keeping the buzz out there for your album, and so that's fine. And I love all of the singles that did come out. They're all great songs. But this album, he really varies the styles, not different than in the past, but, you know, has some slower acoustic songs and then the true rockers. And he is a fabulous guitar player and, of course, a fabulous songwriter. And that's a killer combination. And on this album, he covers things just really about the everyman. There's songs about painkiller addictions. There are songs about gun control. There's a song about a cast iron skillet. And as some merch game goes, he released an actual Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit cast iron skillet, which I, of course, bought immediately when I saw it. But I did get a chance to catch them live in Patrick's hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan, a couple weeks after the album was released. And it was after sort of seeing a couple of these songs live that they really stood out to me. And those are the last two tracks on the album, This Ain't It and Miles. And the standout track is probably Miles. It's a 7-minute song on the album. in concert, it's a longer song, and it just really allows for that dual guitar attack between Jason Isbell and then Sadler Vaden to really take over. And actually, I heard Jason on the Record Store Day podcast talking about it. You hear a little clip of this, you'll definitely hear some Neil Young and Crazy Horse vibes on this song. And it starts that way, and then it sort of morphs into a Paul McCartney and Wings song. So enough blabbering by me, but boy, if Jason Isbell comes to a town near you, you should buy tickets now. I'm going to see him again right after Suburbs Fest South. I'm going to hustle back on that Sunday and catch him here in Grand Rapids at the Frederick Meyer Gardens, which is a fabulous venue. First time seeing him there, and really looking forward to that. Hey, thanks for all that you guys do. Thanks to all the community members, and thanks for listening to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. See you next month.
Hope everyone's having a great summer.